Okay, I need a word from you. Just one. I've got six words. Well, I need six words, and I've got five, I think. Okay? So I'd love your help. You ready? Here we go. Yes, it's Sunday morning. No, I never stop creating. If I stop creating, I'm either in a coma or I've gone to the other side. No, I've got five words. I need six. This is, I think, because one just came to me. One came yesterday, and one just came to me now. And I like it because they're verbs. So actually, there's six verbs. Well, I need six verbs. I've got five. Ready? Here we go. This is part of the Repossible branding. You still with me? It's Sunday morning. You following? You keeping up here? Come on, pal. Here we go. Here we go now. Here we go now. Come on now. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Here we go. All right. Yeah, I don't know where I get this, like, Oklahoman. My mom was born in Oklahoma, a little trivia fact there. Ponca City, Ponca City, Oklahoma. Shout out to Ponca City. I think I've been there. Okay, here we go. Have I stalled enough? How's the curiosity gap going? Do you know about the curiosity gap? The curiosity gap is I make you curious, and then I see how long I can string you along where you're still holding on. So if you're still watching, then you want to know what that one word is, because I've got five out of the six, and that is piqued your curiosity enough to the point where you want to know what that sixth word is. Also, because I asked you for my help, which I truly could use, because I don't know what that one is. Okay, ready? Okay, it's heart, mind, gut, okay? Because I'm going with that. Also, can I sidetrack again? I swear. Amy Porterfield, who I just think is really smart gal, and yesterday she had this guy on who was talking about multiple streams of income, and he was saying how that's a bad thing, and you should really just focus on one, right? Which I do not do. And so this is why part of me, and they always say, like a speaker, as a speaker, they say, Bradley, what's your one big pitch? What's your one big talk, right? What's your main thing, right? And I think it's gonna be mind, heart, gut. So here we go, because I'm looking to do three summits, well, actually four summits in the coming year. The first one is the worst summit ever. That's gonna be on September 1st. And then, okay, ready? I'm thinking mind, heart, gut. But you know what those also are? And I've said this in books, in podcasts, in everything I do. For years, I've got three words. Clarity, courage, confidence. Clarity, courage, confidence. Can you feel it? So previously, so I've got three words. That's three. Okay? Three words. I need three more because I'm going to shout out to Aaron Fletcher here. The clarity. So if you have more clarity, that's lovely, Bradley, but what does that help me? How does that help me? The clarity to do what? The clarity so that I can what? The courage. You have more courage. Great. Yay. Yay you. Yay. Yeah. The courage. Okay. Ready? Here, I'm going to try to hold my phone. I don't know if you can see this because I can't see what I'm doing. Death-defying bridge walk. The courage to what? You have more courage so that you can what? Right? And then finally, confidence. And I think confidence is the key. Confidence. If you only have one word out of those six, that's the one for me. Confidence. I want to help you build confidence so that you can, whatever, okay? So that you can apply for the job. So that you can ask the girl out on a date, right? So that you can do the next project, right? All right. So we've got three. And I'm not counting mind, heart, gut, because those are sort of like the umbrella, the regions, that's where these things happen. I kind of see it like that, right? So we've got, I previously had the clarity to know what to do, the courage to do it, and the confidence, and this is where I didn't really know, the confidence, what, to keep going? So if I'm sticking with, remember I like alliteration, I like consistency, I like vowel consistency, I like, what's the word? Not synonym. I'm blanking on the word. Where it's like the same as this side as on that side. Okay, it'll come to me. So here we go. Ready for this? Ready for this? Here's, what about this? So then I had the confidence to commit. Okay? Pretty good, right? Because confidence, remember, confidence is down in the gut. And what does the gut want to do? Well, the gut wants to take action. But can the gut, do you have enough confidence to commit to your answer to the thing you're going to do. Okay. Commit. I like it, right? So I had that one yesterday. Commit. Remember, this is stuff I'm working on for years. It's not like I just pepper thought it up yesterday. It's pepper, by the way. So, ready? So now, the clarity to blank, the courage to blank, and the confidence to blank, the confidence to commit. Because I think commit, oh, you know what? Maybe it's the second one. All right, you still with me? I'm keeping this under 10 minutes, I swear. Because constraint creates creativity, okay? Constraint breeds creativity. If I make 10 minutes and I'm gonna finish, I'm gonna get my idea across in 10 minutes. With or without you, because remember the curiosity gap? Are you still here? Do you still love me? There's so much love. I send out love for you, okay? So here we go. I was thinking, I've got, you know, I have many books. Many of them are verbs. And one of them is decide. And I think decide is, I think, probably the most important thing you can do. Because you're going to make a decision to do the thing. See, and this is where commit comes in. Like, I can make a decision to go with a girl, for example. But then, do I have the confidence to commit? So the decision is in the mind, right? More analytical. I am going to decide to write the book. But then, do I have the confidence to commit to finishing the book? Okay, can you see that that's like, I've got five now? Because I've got the clarity to decide, I like that. And then commit is either, and this is where I'm looking for your help, is commit after courage or after confidence? So you see we've got three nouns, clarity, courage, confidence, okay? Also mind, heart, gut, but clarity, courage, confidence. And I'm pretty sure the first one is the clarity to decide. I have enough information to make a decision. I've got enough information about, like, I met with a friend on Friday, and she and I were talking about her upcoming book. And does she have the clarity to decide to go forward, right? I think she does. I think she did. And in fact, after working with her for 2 hours and bringing in some good old buddies, Alex and Jordan, my consultants, then I think she has the clarity to decide, okay? The big question for her is, does she have, and maybe it's courage, as I'm talking through this. Remember, by the way, you're like in my office. You are in my fun zone. This is where I create. This is where it all happens. It's not behind a computer. It rarely is. It's always out here. So, have I mentioned I'm moving in 3.5 months and I need to find a new office? Yeah, I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about it. I'm excited about it. But I'm gonna miss this. This is my playground. Okay, all right. How much time have I got? I can't even see. Oh boy, I've got 1 minute. Can you help me here? Because I've got the clarity to decide. And is it the courage to commit? And then the confidence to... That's the one I'm missing. So two questions, really, now that I look through it. Is it, where does commit go? By the way, I love commit, because I think commit is more, is the follow on to decide. You make the decision, but are you going to commit to doing it, right? This is where Bradley, I made the decision on November 1st, 2012 to write every day for 30 days. I committed to write for 30 days. And in fact, I committed to write for 2,808 days, 7 years plus, okay? So what's the missing verb? Can you help me? Can you see where I am? The clarity to decide. Okay, I'm going to do it. The courage, let's just say commit. The courage to commit. I'm doing this and I'm going to stick with it. And then the confidence to blank. What's missing, right? If you're going to commit, then you're going for it. You're really going for it. What's missing? What's the missing verb in there? I'm Bradley Schrobenow. This is the Repossible Podcast and YouTube channel where I look to you as my advisors to get this stuff clear. You got that last one for me? Can you see where I'm going? Let me know in the comments what you think. All right. Bye for now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.